Oh, well, let me tell you, I'm going to miss this one of these days when I don't get to be here anymore with these two special seniors. And just, man, I mean, what a game, and what a convincing win, a dominating win. And you got Riss on my right, 2,000 points tonight, and then, what, Grievous had 35 yesterday, KT 34 today, and just love where this team is playing. And I thought, you know, we're led by our two seniors, our leaders, and we're just clicking. And obviously, I thought the second half we came out just really inspired. It started with our defense and our rebounding, and all of that just led to us clicking on the offensive end, and against a really physical, talented Duke team. And can't say enough about our fans coming out and giving us, again, a truly home court advantage, electric atmosphere. Another attendance record to break here at Maryland, and we just want to keep building momentum, just keep building on this, and keep getting better.
Coach, I think the question we all want to know is, what did you say at halftime?
You know, actually, it wasn't, I don't think, halftime so much, but it was after halftime. I just kind of, you know, saw us just kind of going through the warm-ups, which we always do, but I don't know, it just ticked me off. I didn't think that right before they came, you know, over to me, I just was really fired up, because, I mean, this is our building, and we were going to come out, and we were going to defend, and we were going to be tougher, and we were going to play inspired for each other, and, you know, just talking about how talented we are to go through the motions. So, you know, I mean, just it came down to the players. They defended, they rebounded, and got it done.
Coach, would you say it's inconceivable for Christie to have played better? Is there something she didn't do tonight? Was this a special night, even for her?
She was ready from the tip. I mean, you know, gosh, what did we say at halftime? The rest of the team was 2 for 20. And, you know, she just put the team on her back. And, you know, that's what you do. These guys have done this all season long at different times. And then she just understood it. I thought it was great. In the second half, she got, you know, wrist going. And, you know, then we started clicking on all cylinders. And that's what great players do. They make great plays. And then they understand when they've got to get their teammates involved. And, you know, she was patient. And then Marissa was able to come around. And, you know, just understanding as a team how we need to play.
Coach, talk about that 10-0 run to open the second half. You guys got off to that great start, and you guys just never looked back. Pedal to the metal the rest of the way.
We talked about that, you know, in our timeout. I mean, there wasn't going to be any looking back. We had, you know, a lull against Georgia Tech that we wanted to learn from. And this is Duke, you know, we're not looking back. And, you know, we just wanted to keep one, you know, every single possession, keep getting better defensively, rebounding the basketball, and then that led to our offense.
Christy, do you take special delight in making Duke's life miserable, considering the history?
Yeah, I think. I mean, you know, I always love playing Duke, especially at home. The last time we get to play him for Riss and I in the regular season, so we definitely wanted to take full advantage of it, and I think we did.
Christy, Marissa, you two combined for 58 points. Duke as a team scored 59, and two of those were when you two were off the court at the end of the game. So technically, when you two were on the floor, you outscored Duke by
That's
yourselves.
Great.
How special is it? Well, in your last, maybe your last chance against Duke. To be able to have a performance like this.
That's awesome.
Like Christy said, anytime you can play Duke, it's a lot of fun, especially with the home crowd and everything. And it was our last time to play them at home in front of this crowd. You know, I was sitting there during the starting lineups and saw, you know, all the glow sticks and stuff. So we just wanted to make it a special night. And Christy and I almost outscored them, so I think that's pretty special of an evening.
Coleman, what does it mean to have 2,000 points to you?
You know, it means a lot. But I think the main thing is I can credit all the great players I've played with since I've been here. You know, playing alongside Chrissy, Lang, Harp, Shea. Without, you know, playing with Lang, that opened up so much for me, let alone. So just playing with these great players is why I'm so successful as a player.
Did you know you guys had the first 27 of the second half of your career? 27 in a row.
I did not know that.
Marissa, you were 1 for 6 in the first half. What got you going in the second?
There's a new half. You got to put the first one behind you. I wasn't happy with how I played at all the first half. I wasn't there emotionally. I wasn't doing too much. So just second half, just told myself during halftime that I was going to come out and just have a better second half, whether it was defending, rebounding, or scoring.
Talk about the adjustments in the paint. First half, Duke outscores you guys 18-8. Second half, 16-4. And it was mostly predicated on you going in motion, creating stuff. Duke wouldn't allow you in the paint. in the first half. They were pushing around. Second half, you got in motion, and it really opened things up there.
Can you repeat that?
How did you guys generate more points in the push? Spark those.
Sorry. I think we were just being more aggressive. First half, you know, Coach B was saying we were attacking the rim and, you know, flailing and expecting the call. So second half, I think we just wanted to take it to them and go through players.
Certainly you had the men's team there tonight watching and after last night. Brendan, speaking of the whole weekend, it was really something special.
It was a great weekend to be a Terp. And, you know, anytime, you know, you can go and watch the men beat Carolina and then we beat the Blue Devils. You know, perfect weekend for us all. And, you know, again, you can't say enough about our fans and, you know, to be able to give back to our fans with two special wins, it's a great thing.
Christy, you said after the loss on January 12th that it was a little bit too early in the season to break the Dukies' hearts. Do you think you did a decent job of breaking their hearts today?
I think the timing was right. And it was great to do it at home in front of all our fans. And you know, we still might have another opportunity in the ACC tournament and the NCAA tournament to do it again. So we got to keep that in mind and keep moving forward.
Christy, obviously you've had a lot of big performances in a Maryland uniform. But, you know, throughout the 4 years, do you think tonight was maybe your best game as a Terp?
One of them. I mean, I had a lot of fun. I'm glad that we were able to all play well at home together. And I think that's the most important thing, especially when it's against Duke in front of, you know, so, well, I don't know, the record, whatever, you know, crowd. So, it was a lot of fun. It was really enjoyable, and it was nice to do it at home.
Go ahead.
Has it hit you all yet that Friday's the senior night is your last home game for the regular season? I mean, has it sunk in yet, or are you starting to thinking about it now?
It's starting to. When, you know, you look at the crowds and look at the schedule, and it's starting to go, you see it's just one left, so... And every time Coach B, you know, brings up senior night, these two special seniors, it's starting to hit home. So just trying to make the most of it. I think Christy and I are enjoying it, what's left.
Marissa, you're one of just eight players in ACC history with 2,000 points and 1,000 rebounds. Talk about what that means to you.
It means a lot. You know, all the hard work that I've put in, it kind of shows that it's paid off. But again, credit to my teammates. You're not able to accomplish such great things without playing with great teammates and having great coaches.
That was a classic statement win. Just talk about what that statement is now to not just the ACC, but the nation in terms of playoffs and moving forward.
You're asking me?
Or are you asking?
Go ahead, Coach B.
Yeah. Can you repeat it, please?
Wow. I'm struggling today. All right. Okay. Just if this is a statement win, what is the statement that you want the ACC and the rest of the country to know about the Terps?
Yeah. That we're peaking at the right time, but we're not satisfied. And we still feel like we can continue to improve. But, you know, this is when you want to be playing some of your best basketball is right now, come March. And, you know, we just want to continue to keep building the momentum that we've started. And we just want to keep going with it.
Brendan, can you address the Wiley Gatewood news, at least before the game, and tell us what role she can play
with the team? Yeah, Sade is not going to be with us anymore for personal reasons. We wish her all the best, and, you know, we've just moved forward, obviously, as a team. And, you know, I thought tonight Angele and Yemi, I mean, gave us some great minutes, you know, just, you know, providing us with some really good depth.
Is this a tough time of the year to lose a player like that, and are you concerned about your depth in the competition?
You know, this team is resilient, and, you know, I mean, Sade is going to focus on her academics, and, you know, this team is going to do like they've always done. You know, we haven't had, you know, Sade for 3 games, and they're very, very close, and they're going to continue to keep playing for each other.
How did you handle Duke's press?
How did we handle it? You know, I thought it was, I mean, it, at times, you know, I mean, it threw some, they threw some different looks at us, but, you know, I thought overall, I mean, we did a nice job attacking it for layups, for jump shots. I thought we were really aggressive. I thought our guards did a nice job with it.
Marissa, Christy, could you sort of talk about the lift that D and Yemi and Linetta gave you, especially sort of at the end of the first half, start of the second half defensively?
You know, every time out, and even after the game, I've told Lynetta how great she played on defense. You know, she didn't score tonight, but we wouldn't have won this game without her. She played tremendous defense in the interior, and, you know, was blocking out. She doesn't show, you know, she only had 3 rebounds, but she made some crucial blockouts towards the end.
Any other questions?
All right, thank you.